Well, Mickey, you've never made any great secret of the fact that you've always held the Dr. McKenna Cup in the highest of regard, and certainly looking at the squad you have named for this year's campaign, it very much backs that theory up.
Well, we want to be as competitive as we can in that particular competition. I think now the way it comes right before the start of the National League, it's a good chance to get the sort of the competitive edge, if you like, and we want more than three games if possible. That's always our target. Three games you're sure of. We want a fourth and we'd love a fifth every year. Doesn't always happen, but most years we've been there or thereabouts, you know. So I think it hasn't done us any harm, and I'll continue to pursue, you know, the chase for it as hard as we can, you know.
Yeah, what, you've won the last five. I'm not sure, I haven't counted how many you've won in your term as manager.
Yeah, well, that's five, and we had four before that in a row. So we have nine, I suppose, out of 12 or 13, and we've beaten in two or three finals in the middle of that too. So we've got the five games a lot of years out of it, and we appreciate that, you know.
Yeah. As we said, a very strong squad. Obviously, Sean and Colm Kavanagh, Peter Hart, Matthew Donnelly, Tiernan McCann, Colin McCarron, Darren McCurry, Niall Stodden, Niall Morgan, just to name a few of the more senior players. But you've also introduced a few new people.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, those first players you named is not as healthy as it suggests there, because Sean and Colm are both carrying injuries, and so is Matty Donnelly. And Cahal McCarron, who was sent off in last year's finals, ineligible in the first game here anyway. So we're kind of under strength a bit this time, and we have six or seven lads playing with the various colleges as well. So, you know, we're still missing quite a few. So it will be a chance, I suppose, for, as you say, some of the new players to come in and taste it at that level. So we have young Michael Cassidy from Arbow there, Declan McClure from Clonoe. We have Cahar McCullough from Greencastle. So, you know, they're in there, and there's a lad from the Moy who's carrying injury as well, so he's going to miss Sunday, Harry Loughran. But it is a chance for those boys to see what it's like to play at that level, and they do have experienced players with them, as you suggested there, with Tiernan McCann and Niall Morgan and Darren McCurry, Ron O'Neill, Conor McAlisky, Petey, boys like that still around, you know. So there is a good mix, I think, that there's a bit of experience in the team and new faces as well, and that's what you like to try to do.
How important do you feel that is, Mickey, to have the experience to go with the inexperienced?
Well, I think it's not fair to put in an entirely inexperienced team and expect them to produce their best. I think they do need some stability around them. Again, you wouldn't want to overdo it either and be putting in such a strong team that you don't even get them tested the way you do. It's a fine balance between having enough seasoned players and enough newcomers, but not too much tipped either way, you know. So I think it's getting that balance right is the secret, if there is a secret in this operation at all.
And have you got much work done? I know last year you went into it, you had already silverware. This year it's a little bit different.
Yeah, we've done as much as we can. The boys have been working in small groups, I suppose, of their own accord from the middle of November. And, you know, that's the way young athletes, Gaelic football athletes do it now. They don't want to wait around until any particular time to start getting themselves ready. So they work in smaller groups until the official date comes in. So officially from the 1st of December, we've been out as a unit then. And they've put in a good bit of work in December. We played in the OFI Cup and we lost the final, of course. And obviously you're never happy about losing the final. But at the same time, we probably only had two of the Ulster final team starting in any of those games. So that probably taught us that you can't have too many new and inexperienced players trying to win things. So, but at least we got two competitive games before Christmas, which is very useful.
Yeah, and of course you were preparing for back up in Division 1 of the league, which is important as well.
Well, for sure, there has to be an eye on that now, because it's going to be very competitive from the off. In Division 1, there's no room for, you know, hanging around. Every point is precious, and therefore you must hit the ground running, because if you don't get early points, then you're in the relegation zone right away, and that's not a good place to be with that threat hanging over you. So you want to try and pick up as many points as you can early on to at least be pointing in the other direction of the table trying to sustain your place in that division, because, you know, if you slip out of it and don't get back quickly, you could be out of it for a long time.
Yeah, and as we said, you're playing Cavan this Sunday, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Then you have, Jordanstown the following week?
Jordanstown on the Saturday night, and them on the Saturday night, yeah.
And Donegal then on the Wednesday. three tough games, I suppose, though. Donegal obviously very much under strength, and it's hard to know what to make of it. Cavan, maybe one of the stiffest opponents you're going to meet in the first round?
Without a doubt. I mean, Cavan, I suppose, have been very competitive this last number of years, and probably feel that they underachieved the senior level, and I think they'll be out to make a mark this year again. And I suppose with Matty in as manager, new manager always brings out new energy in players, and they want to impress, and I think that it'll be very competitive, and I have no doubt that's the way it'll be right from the off. So yeah, that would be a very tough section that we're in. Jordanstown, I would always suggest, have the greatest complement of quality players at county level in their establishment, if you like, so they're always very competitive at that level. They have the numbers to do that, and I am aware Donegal are not putting in their senior team, so that's probably going to devalue their contribution to a certain degree, but you know, we have no control over that. So if it's Donegal's senior team, then it will be a seriously tough division or a group that we're in, but it's still competitive enough anyway.
The first three series of games is qualification. That's the number one priority.
Well, without a doubt, you want to qualify, and I suppose the only way you're certain that is to win your games, because if you don't win your games, then you're depending on score differences or score averages from your own group and other groups, and you have to win a couple of games at least. You must win two games to be anyway competitive here, and so winning is what the name of the game, and the sooner you can win your games and be in position to qualify of your own volition, that's ideally what you want to do. You want to keep your destiny in your own hands if possible.
You found the Dr. McKenna Cup and good tea in the past.
We've always been competitive in it, and we want to try and keep doing that. I think it serves us well when you treat the competition with all sincerity that it deserves. I think people are coming out to see football at inter-county senior level, and that's what they want to see. They want to see it competitive in January. People are longing to see the action on again, and we'll do our best to give them as much as we have at this time.